Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Memphis, number 14 ranked Memphis, taking on Illinois Chicago tonight inside FedEx Forum, 6 p.m. That game will be on ESPNU, so you're not going to have to scramble to find it on ESPN3 or anything like that. Memphis, last I checked, a 19-point favorite against the Flames from the Horizon League. Now, this is a team that does have veterans, the Flames, but it won't matter because Memphis is just that much better.
The 9-11 show does polls, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they do. Drew Hill did a fantastic job today hosting for Jeff Calkins, and he had a poll, John, that we talked about that I thought was very interesting. I want to pose the question to you, if you don't mind, because I'm curious about your answer, because I think there's you can argue it a bunch of different ways. I believe that poll, I don't have it in front of me, but he asked me the same question. I've still got it. Take out Precious and James. Which freshman has the biggest impact this year between Ball, Ellis, Quinones, and DJ Jeffries?
Mm-hmm.
Which of those freshmen has the biggest impact? Take Precious and James off because we know their impact will be great.
Well, I think we've already kind of seen
We all sort of pick different guys, and I'm curious who you would pick.
Oh, I mean, I'd 100% pick DJ. I mean, I think we've kind of seen his versatility.
That's where I went.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've already seen his versatility, right? I mean, he is every juncture, you know, every minute he's out there, he has been productive. And, you know, whether that's rebounding, whether that's sort of his unselfishness, whether that's his ability to get to the rim or, you know, make an outside shot, like, you know, they have big plans for him. You know, they have big plans for him, and I think he's crucial on both sides of the floor. You know, again, not that Lester and Boogie and Damian aren't going to be important and not that they're not going to have their impacts, but, you know, I'll be honest, like, I watch Boogie and I watch Lester, and I see guys who are still trying to find their roles. I see guys who are still trying to fall into, okay, what do I need to be doing? What's going to be my calling card? You know, and they haven't quite found that. Again, we're one game into the season, but DJ has already found his. And that's just get rebounds. That's just, you know, make the right read. You know, again, like I think his role is already well defined, which is just, you know, hustle your ass off, get rebounds, get steals, just be a nuisance out there defensively. So I like DJ a little bit more for that question.
No, I had the same answer as you, but I am really curious to see how this season goes for Boogie because it's changed. When Memphis signed him, we all pinned him in to the starting point guard spot. The moment it happens, because
right.
Again, you're talking about a guy from Duke, right?
Yep.
That's he didn't, you know, you don't get out of a letter of intent with Duke to go, you know, be at the back of the bench at Memphis. So you figured this guy's coming to play, and the idea was, well, this playmaker guy's got to prove he's going to be a point guard at the next level, so he's going to play the one, right? He's going to have to show he's going to be a playmaker. But then you get Ball's in here, and we see. Ball is that. He's playmaker first, and Penny's talked about it. You just said he's trying to figure it out. He's off the ball probably more now than he's ever been here recently. He's trying to figure it out. But I think, John, there's a chance here, and I'm with you, that I'm still picking DJ because of the kind of everything he does and just where he's at right now mentally in terms of what he's willing to give this program. Hey, even if the shots aren't coming, apparently he's going to contribute everywhere else, at least right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there are big nights coming for Boogie off the ball, like big scoring nights possibly, because he's going to get comfortable in that, John, in that role. And that dude right there, we know, we've seen it, and I wonder if we've kind of forgotten about it here in the preseason just because what's the most he scored this preseason? Remember his 18 in the exhibition game? Yeah, but he had a big one in the Bahamas, I want to say. One really solid. Either way, I feel like there could be some big nights once he's really comfortable off the ball because that dude can fill it up.
Yeah.
And it's not just three-pointers. He can get to the basket. We've seen it as an athlete.
Yeah.
He can finish.
I think did he not have 16 against LeMoyne, I want to say?
I thought it was 18, maybe
yeah.
16.
Yeah, but the point,
and
yeah.
I thought there was one more big one in the Bahamas.
Right.
But I feel like more big may be coming as
right.
he gets used to being – the off the ball and sort of being a you know, sort of being looked to as one of the key scorers for this team.
Yeah.
So that he could become that. Even though I like your pick with DJ, I got an eye on Boogie because I think I think we're sort of forgetting about him in a
way. Well, yes, I think that's definitely, and I think, again, you're talking about, you know, there. It's not like there are a ton of defined roles yet on this team. I think the defined roles are James and Precious. Like, we know that they're going to get the ball a ton.
Balls is pretty defined.
Right, which is just run the team. But for everybody else, it's kind of like, it's kind of to be determined, you know. I think for everybody else, it's like, well, we know what Lester and Boogie are capable of doing, what they did in high school, right, which was just be lethal three-point shooters, you know. So we know they have that in their bag. Lester hasn't found that for whatever reason. Like, he has not been, he has not found that shot. Will come. It looks,
yeah, I agree with Penny, though. Those have been good shots.
Oh, yeah, no question.
They come in the flow.
Yeah, and his form is too good, you know, for that not to start falling at some point. But I do think that's the advantage that DJ has. I mean, he's just that five-tool guy, you know. And you put him out there, and you're going to look up, he's going to have 8, 5, and 5, like, you know, every night, basically.
Yeah, I liked that question. That's why I brought it up to you. I was curious about your answer. Is Isaiah Maurice going to play this season? They don't need him, do they?
I don't really see a scenario where he gets any kind of meaningful minutes, no.
If he doesn't play any minutes, this is why I'm asking you that question. Does Dandridge, who Penny hasn't said yet whether he's going to redshirt or not, right, is he in the fold? Or are you happy with where you're at right now with what DJ has shown as sort of a backup big can be if you need it? You got Lance to go with behind pressure. Are you set right now with the two of them out and in hoping Isaiah is going to get eligible?
Well, I mean, you're already 10 deep right now, you know. So how much bigger can the rotation get? You know, I mean, I don't really.
No, it's not about it. I'm not looking to add. I'm looking at depth right now.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
Isaiah clearly, right, you didn't need him against South Carolina State. Yep. Clearly, you didn't. But just for depth purposes, because I think there'll be nights where Wiseman and Precious, maybe one or maybe both, are in foul trouble, and you've got to look to some depth. Well, I'm not saying every night. Most nights they're going
to
be out there.
I think that's what will have to happen.
I mean, don't you redshirt Dandridge?
Absolutely.
You want a kid like that around your program for as long as possible?
I mean, Penny even kind of hinted at that. He said, you know, he's been practicing, but he's not, you know.
Well, that's my point, is don't you feel like you've got enough depth behind those guys right now, and you love Malcolm Dandridge and sort of what he brings when he, you know, in terms of the program, the kind of kid he is, the kind of body he brings to the table. Don't you want that for another 4 years? It just makes all the sense to me, it feels like. If you feel good enough about your depth, why you would waste a year of him, right, if he's not going to get in too much this season and not redshirt him, wouldn't make a lot of sense to me. It just seems like a no-brainer to redshirt Malcolm.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't – you have enough with DJ Jeffries there sort of as your, you know.
He's shown that he'll rebound and play the four.
Yeah.
The backup four.
And he's a big kid, you know, so I don't, Lance has looked good defensively, you know.
Oh, he's fine.
I mean, he's serviceable defensively. And I mean, I'll tell you, I would say good defensively, you know, like he had some.
He's tried to do a little bit too much offensively. Pressing a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, you really don't need much from him at all on
right.
that end. You know, it's putbacks and everything like that. But, you know, this could be the kind of game tonight that, you know, you see, you know, a huge Precious game. You know, like, I think tonight feels kind of like a, you know, a 20-10 kind of night for Precious. You know what I mean? And I'm just throwing that out there, but I just feel like he's going to want to say, hey, this ain't just the James Wiseman show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, you know, I can play too. And he probably would have had 18-10, you know, had he not gone out of the first half with foul trouble. So, I mean, that's the great thing about this team is that it's just going to be, you know, it's just going to be a different dude every night for the most part. I really believe that. I don't think James is going to have 20-11 every night either. You know, I think there are going to be nights where his offense kind of takes a backseat to Precious or Boogie. I mean, because, again, so much of his offense, too, was off, like, putback dunks, you know?
And running the floor.
Yeah, and so how many of those points were off misses that become makes at some point for Boogie and Lester and Tyler, et cetera, you know? So you got to keep that in mind, too, is that that's why when we talked about James Wiseman to start this year, you know, 16-10 kind of felt like, you know, 14-11, that kind of felt like the sweet spot because, you know, he's going to create opportunities for everybody else too,
mm-hmm.
you know, and at some point they're going to capitalize on those opportunities.
Penny said he's not overlooking this one, looking at Oregon on Tuesday. If you were, I don't know if you could blame him or the team. I mean, this team, Illinois Chicago, yes, pick third in the Horizon League. Yes, they've got a couple of players on their all preseason conference tournament team, but it's a team that barely beat Olivet Nazarene, coming off a 75-72 win over them on Tuesday. Again, maybe a little bit better than South Carolina State. KenPom's got them in the 100s, 131
yep.
to be exact, but I don't expect this to be a contest for long.
No, it will not. Memphis is a 19-point favorite for a reason. I suspect it will likely be another, you know, 24, 26-minute night for James. You know, you don't want this to have to be a 30-minute night for James Wiseman. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be able to get him out and, you know, because that's important. You saw that, mm-hmm. you know, you saw that in the first game. You know, like, he played 22 minutes and that was all he had to play. We know that he can make the absolute most of his minutes. We saw that. So the best thing to come out of this game would be, James only having to play 23, 24 minutes, and then you can totally focus on Oregon, you know, on Tuesday.
I want to see Tyler hitting some shots. I want to see Lester Quinones hit some shots. These questions about whether or not Memphis is going to be a bad shooting team because they just haven't put it together yet, I want to put those to bed because we knew the talent is there to be good. It's not like you're trying to stretch a bunch of guys that need to develop shots. You've got a bunch of three-point shooters who have been taking good shots, and they just haven't fallen at this point. So I am not concerned at all about it, but it would be nice to go ahead and see it start.
Yeah, no doubt. You want to get the confidence of those guys going.
Before Oregon.
Because the reality is that Oregon is not going to be about James Wiseman. Like, I feel like James is going to get his in that game. Whether Memphis wins or loses that Oregon game, it's going to be about how the guards perform. You know, it's going to be about getting big-time performances from Boogie and Lester or some combination of Boogie, Lester, Tyler, you know, A-Lo, DJ, et cetera. Like, I think that's what that game will come down to. The guards are going to have to make shots in a neutral site game against an experienced backcourt. Because if you look at Oregon, like, most of their guys are, like, redshirt sophomores or juniors or seniors. Like, obviously, Peyton Pritchard is a senior. You know, I mean, C.J. Walker is a freshman and Addison Patterson is a freshman. But their main guys, like, their two leading scorers right now, are both, I think, Chris Duarte is a junior, and Peyton Pritchard, who had 24 against Fresno State, he's a senior. So this is going to be – the big test is not James versus the Oregon front line. I think people are getting kind of carried away with that. The test is for these young guards against Oregon. That's the question of that game.
And we'll see Chandler Lawson.
Well, he plays. He actually played quite a bit.
Did he?
I think he did. I want to say he got some real minutes.
I think he got some real minutes and like 3-4 rebounds or something like that. But you'll see Lawson as well in this game. That'll be fun to watch. Chandler was a stud. Look, Chandler was a stud for Penny at East to the point that I thought he's going to recruit him to Memphis, right? Because he talks about everything the kid can do. What we know is that he was always going to find a home somewhere, whether Penny was going to take him at Memphis or whatever. It'll be good to see Chandler Lawson again because I was always a fan of his game.
Yeah, Chandler Lawson played 15 minutes. He was 0 of 3 from the field.
3-4 rebounds?
Yeah, he had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. So, like, I mean,
How much did they play Walker, though, the other freshman? My bad. I thought you had the box score in front of you.
No, the good news is that I'm young enough to where I can pull this up pretty quickly.
See, they're not relying on their freshmen as far as I can tell so far, at least what I drew a little bit from that first one.
He
wasn't out there that much,
was he? Yeah, he had 8-2-2. That was his stat line against Fresno State. So,
a little bit more experienced team than Memphis.
Right.
But
so,
I would still give Memphis the talent edge.
Yeah, so
by a long shot, especially with no Infali-Dante out there.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the wrong C.J. Walker. Apparently, there's more than one. There's one in Ohio State. Apparently, anyway. But yeah, he didn't have a great night. I know that C.J. Walker did not have a great night against Fresno State. So Memphis plays a game tonight against UIC. That's at 6:00. It'll be on ESPNU, and then it's all focus on Oregon, full steam ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.